is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton indicted by a federal grand jury today on charges he allegedly unlawfully transmitted and retained classified documents, according to sources familiar with the matter. ABC's Catherine Falder says it's the third indictment of President Trump's named enemies.
The transmission nature of this indictment will be interesting. It's not exactly clear what that means. We do know, at least from documents that have been previously unsealed, that John Bolton did use a personal email account and AOL account, so they focused on that. There's no indication that he would have transmitted this information directly, if you will, to a foreign adversary, but transmitted it nonetheless, presumably on a private email server.
John Bolton's attorney responding to the indictment saying the diaries that Bolton kept are, quote, not a crime, and that the former ambassador did not unlawfully share or store any information. Bolton was fired by Trump during his first term. This is ABC News.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. State lawmakers are seeking to protect public lands. With more, here's Civic Media's Sholly Pittman.
Wisconsin lawmakers have unveiled a new package aimed at protecting natural resources. The package was unveiled yesterday on Indigenous Peoples Day. The proposal includes specific protections for Devil's Lake State Park, giving the state attorney general the power to enforce protections and allowing third parties to sue on its behalf. Democrat Vincent Moresi of Stevens Point says it's similar to protections for corporations.
Corporations are merely ideas that exist on paper, yet they have legally recognized rights, even personhood in some cases.
The package also proposes reinstating Wisconsin's Prove It First mining law, which required companies to show that a sulfide mine can operate and be decommissioned without polluting water. The Prove It First law was in place for about two decades before being repealed in 2017. I'm Sholly Pittman for Civic Media News.
If you're a utility customer behind on your bill, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging you to catch up now. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The moratorium period begins November 1st and runs through April 15th. During that time, utilities are prohibited from disconnecting utility service for non-payment when it's used for home heating. If you're currently disconnected, however, you must make arrangements to restore service before the moratorium begins. Utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. You can make arrangements directly with your provider or apply for financial assistance. You can find more information and links at energyandhousing.wi.gov.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-7 with a walk and three strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but, you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of seven series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight, and a low in the upper 50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the mid-70s. Temperatures start to fall back for this weekend as we dry out. It's 60 right now.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trick me? She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, they are once again doing work on I-94 in Milwaukee. Dan Schaefer will be here to help us recombobulate on that. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, as I like to call it. Love me a Thursday night. You've got some Brewer baseball tonight, some NFL. I'm going to catch up on slow horses later. Lots to absorb, lots to watch tonight. So there's always TV watching to be done, folks. I don't take it lightly. I don't expect you to take it lightly. I take this very seriously because color television is one of the greatest inventions, I don't know, probably like aside from like the polio vaccine maybe or something, but it's one of the greatest inventions in humankind. And I celebrate it every night here at Nightlight. Working the board tonight, Mr. Conrad Krieger. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm excited to watch some colored television as well.
Oh, yeah?
Netflix just released a series called Starting Five. This is season two of it, and it follows five basketball players through the NBA season.
And oh, like a reality show.
One of them just so happens to be my favorite NBA player, Kevin Durant.
Oh, you love Kevin Durant.
So I already watched two episodes today, and I'm enjoying it.
And did they drop it all at once, like Netflix does?
Yeah,
I love that.
So I'll probably be binging that. And, it's just a fun series to see, like, the inside look of what they go through.
That's awesome.
Behind the scenes.
That is fantastic. Well, it's always good to have a new show. I started the Chair Company last night. I watched the first episode.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
It was creepy and funny at the same time.
He's just creepy and funny. Like, the guy is like, there's never a calm moment with that guy. You don't know what he's going
to
do.
What'd you think of that scene when he goes to explore that place when he had the deviled egg first before he left?
That was great. And then the guy coming up behind him, stop looking at the Chair Company. And then he starts chasing him. Just so weird. I'll stick with it. I got to find out more about this guy. I haven't watched his other two shows, The Detroiters. I think it was Ben Reiser that was telling us about that.
Yep.
So that's where he's from, Tim Robinson. So I'll probably do more of a deep dive into some of the things he's done because he does have his own style. I mean, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know. We'll just see what happens with the Chair Company, but it's pretty funny. And it's just a guy who's like, it's like OCD or something. Not even OCD. He's just like a conspiracy theorist. Like, he investigates a chair company because he sat in the chair broke at a very important moment. It's like, it's so bizarre. Lots going on tonight. And we got two great guests. The popcorn pick of the week happens tonight, folks. Every Thursday at 6:35, we make the popcorn pick of the week and give you a movie recommendation that you can check out over the weekend or whenever. And tonight, to make the popcorn pick of the week, I'm joined by Kara Mulrooney. Kara is a Milwaukee-based actress and filmmaker and very talented and a good friend of mine. She's actually been on the radio. Conrad, she's actually co-hosted a radio show with me.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
A couple times, I think, maybe, when I was on another station down in Milwaukee. they let me pick my own co-host, and I brought Kara because she's great. So she'll be here tonight as a guest. She's a very busy mom now. She's got two young kids, and her husband is a filmmaker who's a great guy. So I met Kara years ago on PBS Wisconsin because she had a short film in the Wisconsin Film Festival, and I interviewed her on PBS Wisconsin, interviewed her husband on PBS Wisconsin, who's also incredibly talented. But nice people, and Kara will be here. She's always a blast to talk to as well. So she'll give us the popcorn pick of the week, and we'll find out what's going on with Kara. And then tonight, a little later in the show, and the second hour is better. It'll be dark outside, and we've got Old World Wisconsin is putting on its Legends and Lore this month. And it's creepy stuff on the weekends. It's just great. We talked about it a little bit last year. I'm very excited to talk to Dan Hess, though. He'll be here tonight at 7:35, and we'll tell you what you can find if you're willing to venture over to Old World Wisconsin this month and check out some of their cool, really creepy stuff they have going on. Not too creepy enough. I think you could bring the kids to a lot of this stuff, but we'll ask Dan all about that in hour number two. This is, I don't know if you knew this, Con, this is National Dictionary Day.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty cool, right?
I guess. I mean, celebrate the dictionary, sure. Why not the dictionary, though? There's national all kinds of other weird stuff day. Why wouldn't we have a national dictionary today? So let's get a jump on this, and let's start tonight off right with our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite or least favorite word in honor of National Dictionary Day? Words are great. I consider myself a poor man's wordsmith as a writer. But I love words. They're great, and they're beautiful when people use them correctly or use them and string them together flawlessly or fluidly and brilliantly. I love, love, love words. But there are some words that drive me crazy, too. But there are some that I love. So tonight's question is, what is your favorite or least favorite word in honor of National Dictionary Day? Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and we'll read your text on the radio. You can also drop us a comment if you're listening over the app. And if you're watching the radio on the stream, you can drop us a stream comment through YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter. Give us a like or a follow, too, if you're there, folks, on Facebook. Or YouTube. Can you do likes on YouTube?
Yes, you can.
You can. I thought so. Yeah, you can give a little thumb up.
You can give a thumb up.
On Twitter?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
you can follow us on Twitter or me.
I think you can like it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you can like it on Twitter. It's like a little heart.
Yeah, you can heart us.
But that's kind of like, that's extreme. Like, I don't know if I want to click love. I mean, I might like a post, but it's like Facebook, you can go like, you can put a
thumbs
heart
up.
Yeah. But like Twitter, it's like, no, you either love it or you go home.
Or you just, you know, tell why you don't like it in the comments like everyone else does.
Exactly. And they don't hold back on Twitter. So let's do that. But let us know what your favorite or least favorite words are. And we can talk about some of that in just a moment. I'll ask Conrad what his favorite words are. Have you seen this? What are your thoughts on Britney Spears?
Loved her in How I Met Your Mother.
Did she do a walk-on?
She loved the show so much that she wanted to be on it, and she plays a hilarious role in it, actually.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I like her. When she kind of has a sense of humor about herself, I think she's really fun. I could take or leave her music. I will say this. When Britney Spears dances, turn the sound down and watch her dance. It looks idiotic. But having said that,
I think that's for a lot of people.
For a lot of people, exactly. But I don't really have an opinion on her. I don't know her, but I know she's been through all kinds of stuff. Her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, they were soulmates for about 3 years in the early 2000s, is writing a book about her. It just in time for when the child payments stopped. He was getting like $500,000 a year from her for their two kids. And he's put on a lot of weight since he started.
I don't even know who that is.
He was a backup dancer for Justin Timberlake.
Nice.
Yeah. And I guess he's a DJ, but I mean, he's, I can't stand people that write books like that. Like, the gravy train is over. I'm going to write a tell-all book. And supposedly he put in the book that she would stand at her son's bedroom doorway at night holding a knife. Didn't really say why or what, you know, whatever.
What?
But that's, yeah.
You know, I'm writing a book.
Are you?
About you.
Mm, boy, that'll be a page turner. Just make sure you make me look beautiful.
Okay.
You got nothing, man. You got nothing on me, Conrad. I could write a book about you, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Please don't.
It's coming. But I just think that's so weird. And she says it's not true, obviously, but that's my pet peeve. And I think it's a bad character trait. And we have to come up with a question of the night for people that do that, like inexcusable behavior, because it really disgusts me. I thought you would be excited about this. Kate McKinnon is going to play Aphrodite in Percy Jackson. Did you see that?
I'm a huge fan of Percy Jackson. I read all the books.
Okay.
And I watched all the movies, and now I enjoyed season one of it on Disney Plus. So it's kind of, the new season's pretty close to the book. There's differences, but I think she's going to be great at it.
Why doesn't she work more? Like everything she's in, people love her, whether it was SNL, the Barbie movie. She had a great cameo in that. I mean, not more than a cameo, a minor role, but she stole every scene she was in. She does Hillary Clinton perfectly. I mean, she's great.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But this is news. It's like, oh, Kate McKinnon's working again.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be watching that.
I'm sure you will. I think you should. I know we talked about getting a Huck Tua girl fan club together. You should do it for Kate McKinnon because she's actually incredibly talented.
Yes, she is very talented. The Huck Tua girl, not so much.
Well, she's talented, but I don't know. What? Now, where is she at now?
You want to hear something funny, actually. There's this actress that kind of got a small bit role in Chad Powers.
Okay.
And she was supposed to have one line, and she did it, but then the Huck Tua girl replaced her in the show.
She's on the show?
Yeah. For like 2 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
And she literally took out that one small bit actress that's really trying to get into acting.
So for 2 seconds of screen time, where she probably just, her only line was probably Huck Tua.
I would have laughed so hard if it was.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, she said was like, I'm disappointed in you or something like that.
I'll tell you another thing, and it's kind of along the same lines. I can't stand. I'm getting very tired of loaded millions and millions of dollars celebrities taking commercial roles away from actors who are trying to break in. We don't need, if I see Ryan Reynolds again, honest to God.
You have a beef with Ryan Reynolds and Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, Ryan Reynolds, and Gwyneth Paltrow. Those are my three.
What if they all start in a movie? Are you going to it?
I probably, to hate watch it? Yeah, I probably would. But they're my Mount Rushmore of annoying. Anyway, let's keep it positive. Let's go to the, you have a quiz.
I do have a quiz for you. It's, you know, college basketball is starting soon.
Yeah.
And with that comes some new players with some awesome names. And I wanted you to kind of see if you could figure out which ones are real and which ones I made up myself.
I don't know when this started giving Pete quizzes that are like he barely has a chance at, because I don't follow college basketball. And the last one, Ben Chan was here, the guy's on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And I'm facing off, although that one I won.
You did. You did.
Because it was about, what was that quiz we took with Ben?
Yeah, well, I forgot, to be honest.
I crushed him.
You did.
It was brutal. It was line. It was music lyrics, I think, or something.
Music. I did 10 seconds of music. Oh,
name
it was,
that tune.
It was about one hit wonders.
Oh yeah, one hit wonders. Oh, that was a proud moment.
Yes,
my mom even texted me.
Proud of you, Pete.
So oh honey, you did so well against the Jeopardy champ. Your abundance of useless knowledge has made me so proud. So my favorite words. I have to be honest. I did not really. I've been kind of struggling with this all day. There are a couple words I really like. Cinnamon, love that word. And it's a superfood, bonus.
Yeah.
Dongle, I'm kidding. Cinnamon, mellifluous. It's like a musical, smooth music, like a string instrument. Words I don't like, yummy. I feel like it's like almost intimate when people say that, when they look at something.
Ooh,
they look at me and go, yummy. I'm like, oh, yeah. No. And peculiar is another one. Buttress. I don't like the word buttress. It just because I'm immature. All right, we'll find out what words Conrad likes or doesn't like when we come back. And I'm going to take a college basketball quiz. That'll be entertaining for all the wrong reasons. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The grocery store, the supermarket.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, Thursday night version, folks. Kara Mulrooney is here at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. You're going to leave this show with nothing else, folks, than a great movie recommendation. She's got two kids. Might be a kids movie, but she's also really into movies and acting and all that, so you might get like a classic. We don't know. You're just going to have to stick around and find out. And then Dan Hess from Old World, Wisconsin, just outside of Milwaukee, will be here in the second hour telling us about legends and lore that is happening all month at this really cool museum under the umbrella of the Wisconsin Historical Society, which does really amazing work. So our question of the night is, what is your least or most favorite word? It is National Dictionary Day. Con?
Yes.
Go for it.
I'd say my favorite word is scoundrel.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's one of my favorites. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress, and you said buttocks.
I love it when people say it instead of, you know,
butt, you know, or ass, or
yeah,
fanny.
And then my least favorite word is literally.
Oh, because it's so overused.
I can't stand it when people just put it in the middle of a sentence.
And most of the time, they misuse it.
Yes, one of my favorite bits in I Met Your Mother is that Robin says it too much because Barney says they don't teach correct grammar in Canada. So, and then Ted gets mad when she uses it because he's a word snob.
It's like people do that with the word right, too. So the other day, right? Yeah.
Well,
I'm with you so far.
Yeah.
You've got me. Scoundrel's good. That reminds me of a cad. The first time my mother-in-law saw my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, and I had this intimate scene with Lauren Holly, my mother-in-law looked at me and said, "You cad." And then slapped me. It was fun. It was a good night. John in Madison in the 608 says his least favorite letter, or his least favorite word, I'm sorry, is, he says the word slit makes my skin crawl for some kind of subliminal reason. That's such a strange one. I love it, John. Yeah. He says he just shuddered. Edward in the 414 says resiliency instead of resilience, or I feel nauseous, which means you cause nausea, instead of the correct nauseated. Yeah, you could open up a whole. I've had people say that to me. I'm suffering from nausea. That's not a word. I mean, I know what you're saying, but like, and I'm not the brightest guy in the world. Like, I know words to a degree, but I'm not claiming to. Do you know what the Oxford comma is, Con?
No.
It's when you use a comma before the word and. And it can totally change a sentence.
Yeah.
And I used to feel strongly about it. I guess I still do. John also says, words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia, dumb, knee, why? Funny, because my name is John. Well done, John. All right, let's see if we can get this this hoop quiz. I know I'm going to.
Okay.
This is not going to be good.
Yeah, so basically, I'll give you a name, and you just guess if it's real or not. And if it's real, these are actually players in the NCAA right now for basketball.
Okay. This is great, because I used to follow college basketball like crazy. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, now after you hear these names, you're going to have a couple favorite players.
I hope some of these are, because they're awesome. All right, let's start off.
All right.
That's the name. A-L-L Wright.
Yes. Is it real or fake?
It's fake.
It's real.
Come on.
It's real.
Somebody went to spell the word L right on the birth certificate and put an extra L on, or what?
I don't know.
That's so weird. All right. Okay.
All right.
0-1.
All right. Puma Brooks Sr.
Yes.
That's a fake name.
That's
I made that
two
one up.
Shoe brands, and then you. Oh, Conrad. All right.
I almost went with Puma Nike. I was like, no, that's too much.
All right. I'm 0-2.
All right. Always right.
No.
It's a real name.
Come on.
I'm seriously wondering if they're brothers. All right,
brother?
And always right. I don't know.
I don't like it.
All right.
All right.
0-3.
Yeah.
George Washington III.
If that's a made up one, I'm just kind of mad at you.
Which one? What do you think it is?
I'll say yes. Yay!
Correct.
1-4. Batting 250, baby.
All right. All Bill right. Gates
no.
Jr. Correct.
There we go.
All right. You're 2-5. Yeah,
2-5. 400, okay.
Tennessee Rainwater.
I hope that's real. That's a great name. Yes. Oh, I love that name. Pete Rainwater. Yeah, that doesn't sound good, but Tennessee Schwaba. That doesn't sound... All right, whatever. Tennessee Rainwater. I love that name. Does he play for Tennessee?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. He should.
All right, the next one.
All right.
Jet Steel Fredericks.
Yes.
That's false.
Oh, come on. That's a great name.
All right. Chandler Bing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence. No.
It's actually...
No,
really?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
So somebody was a big fan of Friends, named their kid Chandler Bing, and he happens to be great at hoops?
Yep.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I'm wrong. Big enough to admit what I'm wrong.
3-8.
All right, 3-8.
All right, next one.
Which is not a bad three-point percentage.
Not bad, okay. Not bad. All right, Caillou.
No.
That's a real name.
Come on! Like the whiny cartoon character?
Spelled differently, but yes.
Well, that's what I thought you were doing. I thought you were trying to... All right. This next one is so awesome, it has to be real.
Max Defender.
It's not, though. No.
It's not real.
It should be. I got that one right. And this next one, too.
Dunk Tyson.
Even if there's not a real person named Dunk Tyson, they should change their name to that. I'm going to say yes.
It is not a real name. I made it up.
I'm happy to miss that one because it's a great.
All right. We can fit one more in here, right?
Yeah.
Burger Irving.
Yeah, that's real. That's just, you couldn't make that first word up. That's why I was,
you like that burger.
All right, to be continued. That's a great one. Good quiz. I'm not doing terrible. Not
no, you, good. What, four for, or no, five for
it's just
10
bad.
Right now.
Caramel Rooney is coming up at 6:35, folks. After the news, we're going to make the popcorn pick of the week. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinair on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. State lawmakers are considering tax breaks for data centers. With more, here's Civic Media's Shali Pittman.
In the state budget 2 years ago, lawmakers rolled out a sales and use tax exemption to attract data centers to Wisconsin. According to new reporting from the Center Square, that exemption led to $70 million in foregone sales tax in just the first 2 years. But the bill left out tax breaks for co-located centers, which serve multiple businesses under one roof. A bill described as a technical change would expand the definition so those centers can qualify too. One company pushing for the change is Arc Data Centers, which has a site near Appleton. They say their original law blocked them from credits and they lost business to other states.
Just this year alone, we've had 10 different customers come forward that basically said, we would love to come here. However, the lack of your tax incentive to help us is not amenable for our business plan, and we've gone to other states.
CEO John Kehoe speaking during a public hearing earlier this month. The bill is sponsored by a handful of state lawmakers, all Republicans, including Representative Robert Witke of Caledonia, a village in southeastern Wisconsin, where Microsoft was recently met with community opposition to a planned data center. The company announced it would find a different site. Wisconsin has nearly four dozen data centers throughout the state, according to a map from datacentermap.com. More than half are located in southeastern Wisconsin. I'm Shali Pittman for Civic Media News.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Week 42 of the 2025 movie season is at hand and with some nice choices. First up, what do you get when you cross a venture capitalist, a gig worker, and an inept angel? A comedy drama called Good Fortune, starring Keanu Reeves, Seth Rogen, and Aziz Ansari. The film is drawing good reviews so far, and it's nice to see another comedy in the theaters. After the Hunt, starring Julia Roberts, opened in a limited release last week and goes wide this week. Reviews are just so-so for this crime drama. Black Phone 2 hits the big screen to pretty good reviews for this horror film starring Ethan Hawke and Madeline McGraw. The film is pulling roughly the same fresh rating as the first Black Phone at around 80%. Opening in semi-wide release are two dramas. The first is Urchin, starring Fear the Walking Dead alum Frank Delane, who plays an addict living on the streets of London searching for redemption. Truth and Treason is a German historical drama about a teenager in a moral dilemma as he tries to avoid the Gestapo. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight, and a low in the upper 50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the mid-70s. Temperatures start to fall back for this weekend as we dry out. It's 60 right now.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Brewers game from last night, as well as the weekend ahead with Peter Rapine. A week in review, a humorous edition from E-Bomb's World. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. So great to have you with me, folks. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite or least favorite word? And that is in honor of National Dictionary Day. It's high time. Such a wonderful read. Got its own day. Joining me now, folks, this is time for the Popcorn Pick of the Week. I'm very excited. My next guest I've known for a few years. She's an incredibly talented filmmaker, actress, producer. She does a lot of different things. She's also a mom to young kids, and I'm sure their house is crazy, so I really appreciate her taking time out to give the Popcorn Pick of the Week, Miss Kara Mulrooney. Hello there, Kara.
Hi. Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm really well, thank you. That was a very kind introduction. You're always so kind.
Well, I'm underselling you because I know that, you know, I got to keep the floor low just in case you're having a tough mom day and you can't deliver, but I know you're going to.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do my very best. Yeah, I will say, yeah, in the morning I thrive, but, you know, maybe it's good to be loose at night on the radio. I'm going to be very present with you.
You are fine. You're so much fun, and I just love when we get to hang out or be on the radio together. It's always so fun, and I'm just such a huge fan of yours. Do you have a favorite word, Kara, or least favorite word?
No, yeah, I was listening. The one that always comes to mind is cacophony, which I used to think was cacophony. Just reading it, but cacophony certainly sounds nicer. I like, you know, words like pandemonium, and maybe in that vein would be Marge Simpson's delivery of cuckoo bananas. So there's a theme, certainly. I like crazy.
With chaos. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, yes. I always thought, and now that I can see you on the stream, I always thought, and I've told you this, and I don't think I'm the only one who's ever told you this, but you kind of have a similar look to Catherine Keener.
That is so kind, and it never gets old. I got it not too long ago, and I feel like, you know, I could be like her goofy cousin. Like, it's definitely a complimentary likeness, but I'll take it.
Well, you could play her sister, or yeah, and it's definitely a compliment. But also, I'm talking to you right now. You sound like her too. You have kind of a similar voice, because I just watched the Seinfeld recently where she plays Jerry's girlfriend. Yeah, she plays.
How did I miss that?
She's the one who paints the Kramer, and she's Jerry's jealous girlfriend.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I missed that entirely. But
it's a great episode.
Being John Malkovich was such an influential film to me.
Oh, yeah.
And that was my first time seeing her.
And what did you think? Did you think when you saw her, hey, I kind of look like her?
A little bit. Yeah. It's an odd thing. I mean, have you ever seen someone that looks like you? Or do you have a celebrity doppelganger?
I don't know about doppelganger, but we did this recently. One of our questions was, what celebrity do people tell you you look like? And I said, when I'm in shape, Sean Penn, and when I'm not in shape, Chris Penn. But I've heard a lot of that.
You're Sean to me. You're Sean to me.
Well, thank you. I got a ways to go. But anyway, I've heard Don Henley at different points in my life. The columnist Bob Green, again, when I'm overweight. But Michael Douglas occasionally. You know, it varies.
Oh, I can see that. Oh, I can see Michael Douglas. Yeah.
So.
Well, plus you have that nice mane to work with. Too.
My hair.
You could, yeah.
It's a wig.
I could see. Oh, it's very convincing.
It's a wig.
It used to be longer.
It was. Yeah. It was quite long. And I,
It's not a wig, and it's, I do get a body wave apparently. I just like to say body wave.
You are lucky. Oh yeah, own it, honey.
I don't even know what a body wave really is. I just remember a friend of mine in eighth grade said,
I don't either,
he came back from the salon or whatever. His mom took him to get a haircut, and he says I got a body wave too.
So it's sort of a permanent, right?
Sort of, yeah. They do something to give it some body. Right?
That's right. It's sort of a treatment. Yeah. It's sort of like a looser type of perm. Yeah.
Your husband,
anyway,
Tate.
You're rocking it.
Well, thank you. Tate had really long hair for a while, but he was on the show semi-recently, and he's cut his hair off, and I think that looks pretty good on him, too. He's got one of those faces, you know?
Yeah, he agrees. Well, and he gets, what is wrong with me? Joaquin Phoenix. He gets Joaquin Phoenix
at
times.
That's interesting. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. No, I really liked his hair long. I mean, I just feel like, you know, if you have nice hair, you should celebrate it. I mean, it's your body. You do what you want. But, you know, you've got beautiful hair. Tate has beautiful hair. He likes to keep it shorter. I was thinking about popcorn pick of the week. And I'm honestly a terrible guest for this because my viewing habits are just bizarre. And, you know, because it's all about when you can get time and then what you happen to have access to. But I on our regular TV, as I call it, you don't have to pay for, there's one channel of BBC. So that's my go-to. I just go straight to BBC. You know, if it's a period drama, I'm here for it. They recently started showing Sherlock again from 2010.
Oh, yeah.
And I bring all this up to say I really liked Benedict Cumberbatch's haircut. And so for a while, I convinced Tate to get, like when we got married.
Oh, I got to go to the Google
the Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah, the Sherlock.
Well, speaking of what you watch, let's jump into some movie talk here. I'm going to ask you how you like to watch movies, what snacks you like, and then we'll ask you for your pick. And I know your life might be a little crazy right now, Carol, but you can pick a movie from your childhood or your all-time favorite or something your kids like. There's no right or wrong answer here. So you sit on that pick.
I appreciate you're taking the pressure down. So thank you.
There's never any pressure here. You've heard the show. Okay, so... So how do you like to watch movies? Do you like to go to the theater? Or do you like to watch at home?
Oh, I mean, you know, the cinema, it just makes everything, it's just a different viewing experience. Yeah. It's a wonderful. So yeah, cinema first.
It's an event.
First and foremost, it's an event. And specifically here in Milwaukee, we've got the gorgeous movie palace, the Oriental. We've got the Downer as well, which I love, but the Oriental is a true historic movie palace owned and taken care of and run by the Milwaukee Film. Milwaukee Film Festival. And so we went there as a family this last weekend to see Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which is, you know, I shouldn't be abashed at this point. It's my favorite movie.
Did you just inadvertently give us your popcorn pick of the week ahead of time?
I did. I worked it in. Yeah. Is that okay? Oh, sure. Is there going to be like a sound effect or something?
No, we do it. We do a little thing, but that's fine.
I don't have to settle on it. Another one might come to mind, but you know, I just saw it so many. I don't ever remember not knowing that movie. I just saw it so many times as a child on VHS that it just when I hear the soundtrack, it's like a cascade of serotonin for me.
It just makes
me so happy but you know, Paul Rubens as a writer, as a performer, Pee-wee as a character, you know, he's wild.
Kids like it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was definitely not their first viewing.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. The kids, cause he's kind of like a big kid.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, Pee-wee's logic is kid logic.
Absolutely. And what a great venue.
Right.
Whole
and I mean, right. There's just not many opportunities to, you know, to see your favorite film on the big screen. I saw Barry Lyndon, so Stanley Kubrick classic, Barry Lyndon, saw it on a little TV, you know, after film school. So this is like a film that I should definitely like get and appreciate. And I did. I was a little confused by the casting, Ryan O'Neill. I was like, yeah, it's just so, I just didn't, I thought it was a fail, quite honestly. Sorry. Watching it on a little screen. But then we had the opportunity to see it on the big screen at the Oriental on 35 millimeter.
Oh, nice. And,
okay, this is completely different. I get it. I get everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's really interesting. Neil,
I just saw so many more subtleties in his performance, the humor that I really had missed on a small screen. So it's, yeah, when you have the opportunity to go to the movies and, you know, whether it's a new film or a classic, it's quite a different experience.
Absolutely. My guest is Carol Mulrooney. She's here to make the Popcorn Pick of the Week. She is a Milwaukee-based actor, filmmaker, writer, producer. You really do kind of do it all. I've seen your films. I've seen you act. You're just multi-talented. So I think you're a great guest here tonight to make this pick. What are your favorite snacks, Carol?
Well, you know, I'm pretty basic. I mean, it becomes Pavlovian, right? Like you go to the movies, you're like, oh God, I want popcorn so bad. You can eat a huge, like just a
bucket.
Shocking amount of popcorn. A bucket. Yeah. But I like the nutritional yeast, not the butter. So if they got nutritional yeast, to me, that's a top tier. Cinema.
How do you know they have, does the Oriental have that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Baby. They got a lot of toppings, but I go the only problem with nutritional yeast, as you might know, is it doesn't really stick to the popcorn. So, you know, you end up with a bunch at the bottom, but still,
yeah.
It's just adds a complexity to the popcorn.
I like it.
Not as salty. And I think there's nutritional value. I'm not sure. But then if I'm at home, this is embarrassing a little, but I like red wine, but I cut it with sparkling water because otherwise, you know, because you're watching a movie, you're a bit distracted.
Yeah.
And so it's going down and it's going down too fast, you know, and then
you're hammered
halfway through the movie. I'm tired right. And then I don't make it till the end of the movie. So
right.
Add sparkling water. Then mom will make it to the end of the movie, or else decaf coffee. I'm sounding like my grandmother, my dearly departed grandmother.
A little decaf, a little tea.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about, all right, so that's what your snack at home then obviously differs from your snack at the theater. You can't have wine in a theater. Well, some you can, I guess.
You can.
Yeah.
That's the thing now.
Can you do that at the Oriental too?
Girl, I think they have, sorry to grill you.
Oh, my daughter says that to me all the time.
They might even, like, honey. They might even have THC seltzers. I'm not sure, but they have variety. They have a wide variety of cocktails in a can, proper cocktails.
I gotta move back to a city. Jeez, that's pretty cool.
Well, no, you just carry in. Right?
No, we do that. My wife and I sneak in non-alcoholic beer. That's the point we're at in our life right now. That's how we like to party. Little Blue Moon non-alcoholic in the theater. All right, so what about...
Did you say non-alcoholic Blue Moon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you N.A.?
I'm
sorry. That's a personal question. I shouldn't ask you that on the radio.
You want to know how much I make a year, too? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, Rand. No, good for you. I'll say that we're all... No amount of alcohol is safe. That's what they're saying. So I take it, but it's with a bit of guilt because... You know, I might be shortening my life. Or
listen, I'm not happy about cancer. I'm not happy about the fact that I don't drink anymore. Okay,
it
was
good.
It was court ordered, and no, I'm kidding. I kind of stopped for a while, and I liked it. But yeah, I still look at a martini or an old fashioned every once in a while. And go, oh man, I would kill for that right now. But it's just,
so you don't break.
No, not really. I had a shot of Miller Light at my Uncle Joe's funeral a few years ago because he loved Miller Light. We all did that. And then I tasted, my son ordered an old fashioned and he did something different. I can't remember. I said, hey, let me have a taste of that. And I just tasted it because I was curious. But yeah, I would, I could put him back with the best of them back in the day, you know. But
yeah, okay. Old. But it's health. Well, right. So health wise, it's a concern. Do you sleep better? Without
much.
It?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to sleep. We're going to do a very short break here and I'm going to get a 2-minute nap. That's how well I sleep. I am like, it's perfect. All right.
Get it.
We're going to do a very quick break. Carol Mulrooney is here. When we come back, she's going to give us her popcorn pick of the week. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland, through forests, or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. North Carolina already has an F grade from the Princeton Gerrymandering Project for having extremely uncompetitive voting districts. Nonetheless, its state House Speaker announced October 13th the legislature would gerrymander another GOP congressional seat before the 2026 midterms. It's the latest GOP attempt to cling to power in the U.S. House. In a social media post, North Carolina House Speaker Destin Hall said, "We will stand with the president, defend the GOP majority, and secure an additional Republican House seat," unquote, after an agreement was reached between House and Senate leadership, according to North Carolina Newsline. The state has a Democratic governor, and Trump won North Carolina over Harris by a narrow margin, 50.9% to 47.6%. Yet, currently, the GOP holds 10 of 14 of North Carolina's U.S. House seats. But Speaker Hall noted in his post, quote, "POTUS's victory sent a clear message. The voters are with him." GOP efforts in Texas, Missouri, and Utah have been challenged in the courts, but the GOP holds a 5-2 majority in the North Carolina Supreme Court, and its decisions have favored the legislature in recent years. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that federal courts have no role in partisan gerrymandering disputes. Action on a new congressional district map will begin the week of October 20th. We have local reporting linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. So great to have you with me on this Thursday night. This chilly fall night here in downtown Green Bay. I hope it's sunny and 75 wherever you are, though. And it is great to have you here. Join the fun. Text us your favorite word or least favorite word. It's National Dictionary Day. This is funny. And these corporate words drive you crazy, too, I'm sure. Monica from the 608 says, "Managers at my work use functionality too much, referring to some piece of crap system that's not functioning. An opportunity, as in, I have an opportunity for you." That's an annoying one, too. When translated, it just means you're shoving more work on me, but we're not paying you more. Just say what you mean. Agreed. And TJ from Oshkosh says, "NA Blue Moon is my favorite NA beer right now. So good." You are right, TJ. And I was just telling Kara that, and they're out of it. Like last weekend, they were out of it. At all three places in Marinette, I can get it. So I had to switch to Sam Adams. And Sam Adams is pretty good, too. Like, my friend who's a brewmaster at Flicks in Madison, Dave Hansen, said they've nailed non-alcoholic beer. Like, it tastes good. But I, Kara, am more like a whiskey guy. That's always been my drink. I never drank regular beer. It just wasn't for me. But the non-alcoholic whiskey is not quite there yet.
Yeah, I can imagine. But I'm impressed by your restraint. Well, especially because I imagine you're in environments where there's drinking.
Yeah.
I guess that's where having the NA option comes in. When I was pregnant, I would always have something that resembled a cocktail. Sparkling water with some cranberry. It is helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. When I go to a supper club now, I just get like club soda with lemon, room temp in a cocktail glass. I can rock that. That's not too bad.
I'm just curious, why room temp?
I don't know. I don't like
more product. You get more product. You don't have to keep asking for refills.
No, it's not. I understand that logic, but it's not that. It's just I don't know. It's very unsettling to drink something too cold.
Oh,
maybe
you are getting older, aren't you? Unsettling. I'm unsettled by a cold beverage. I just need to play that back for you.
Clip that for me. And we've got a fun clip you sent us. We're going to play in a little bit too. But let's get to your pick. Okay. So this is Cara Mulrooney, Milwaukee actress filmmaker, is here to make the popcorn pick of the week. I want to ask you one more question before I ask you what your pick is. What do you do in theaters when people get loud? You're kind of a brassy Irish, I would mess with you type. Do you say something or what do you do?
Well, I'm probably like most people where I start with a look. But it depends where you are. Like, if you're in a theater where there's a lot of, when in Rome, not that I would start talking as well, but it just becomes a part of the experience. Now, if someone's on a phone, that is infuriating. And I would go back to my hall director days and I confront sounds aggressive, but I would approach.
Yeah.
I would approach.
Do you want to hear something? You just reminded me when you said that when I was at my daughter's play, children's theater, it's about, 8-9 years ago, some guy sitting right in the middle, his phone went off and it was a duck quack. And he couldn't find the damn phone. I was about ready to go over there and get him in a headlock. And then this moron answers the phone and he's taking the call. Yeah. Yeah. I should be there in about 20 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Like, what is the matter with you? Oh, I swear to God, I like looked for him after and he took off. He wasn't there. I missed him. But I was going to say, these kids have been working for months and you're talking about
put down. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He seriously needed a beating.
And everyone would have been with you. Like, no matter what you said or did, like the whole theater would have been with you. You could have led the mob.
We all ganged up on him. All right. Cara Mulrooney. So great to have you here. I think it's time. Conrad, a drum roll, please, if you would, for Cara Mulrooney's popcorn pick of the week. Go for
it. Okay. My popcorn pick of the week is your favorite childhood movie. So for me, it's Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Okay.
So I'm sorry if I'm bucky. So you can say officially it's Pee-wee's Big Adventure, but I guess what I would say is go back to your a movie that you watched on repeat as a child.
Yeah.
For comfort, but then maybe also from like an investigative point of view. Like, look at, like, oh my God, is that why I like the color red?
Oh, or wow, that's interesting.
Like, is that why I got a German Shepherd? Or, just like, why was that why I married this woman? Like,
that's
and,
funny.
The crush on this actress as a child? Like, to what degree did this movie that you watched on repeat form you? So that's my
great.
Pick, but I don't mean to like buck, or like not refuse the assignment.
No,
so.
You did.
I'll leave it to you.
You did a little spoiler alert with Pee-wee, but that's a great choice and that's totally fine. I didn't really go over the ground rules with you beforehand, which I typically do, but that is totally fine. And I love the angle. And you talk about, like, I had such a crush on Adrienne Barbeau when I was younger. And to the point where...
Now remind me, wait, who's that again? I'm sorry.
Adrienne Barbeau. Again? You just have to Google her. She was in a ton of 70s and 80s movies. Ooh. Beautiful.
Okay, yeah. Wait, what's one of them? What's one of the things?
If you saw her, you would know who she was. But I actually, I liked her so much. I thought when I was in my mid-20s, maybe I got a shot. Her career is pretty much her best. her best work.
Did you ever shoot your shot? Did you have the opportunity?
I did not. And I fell in love with someone else and it just worked out.
Oh God, of course it did. Does she look like Adrienne Barbeau?
No, she looks
like same hair color. Nothing.
No, but my wife looks. My wife looks exactly like what is her name? She played Gigi. I'm totally blanking. I'll find it out for you. Oh God, what is her name? Con, you've seen Gigi. It's your favorite movie.
Oh God, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The NA isn't helping your brain fog.
No, Leslie Caron, that's who my wife looks. All right, can we keep you for a few more minutes? I want to do the Pee-wee Herman thing. We got to do that.
Of course.
All right, fantastic. This week's popcorn pick of the week, folks, is Pee-wee Herman. Thank you to Carol Mulrooney, who's going to stick around with us. And we've got a clip of her interaction with Pee-wee Herman to play coming up after the news in Act Two. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. It seems like yesterday.
Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. A federal grand jury in Maryland indicting President Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton, one of his most outspoken critics. The Justice Department accusing him of mishandling classified documents. The FBI and other federal officials raided his home this summer. More from ABC's Alex Mallon.
This all stems, in, according to that search warrant, from an investigation that began after the United States became aware that a foreign entity had hacked Bolton's AOL accounts. Now, that's really important because that would indicate that maybe a foreign entity that did hack that account came upon the exact type of classified information, and that would obviously pose grave potential concerns if he actually did have highly classified information on his AOL accounts.
Today's actions coming on the heels of indictments against two other top Trump adversaries, former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Bolton has insisted he's done nothing illegal. This is ABC News.